107.5 Today FM, the Scootinies playlist. 6:40 is our time together. Talk about Rams football here this morning. Daniel, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Dennis.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think back to last year when we had that game against Pincher Creek, and it was the first like real football game here for so many years. It was a special night, wasn't it?
It was awesome. The kids really enjoyed it. Had a great experience. Parents were there, families coming to watch, and you know, good learning experience and also a lot of fun under the lights.
No, I think so. And it sparks interest because people see it going on. And here we are again. How's registration going so far then?
For sure. We've just opened up registration here early this week and already they're rolling in. Lots of kids registered for our junior flag program. We're a little slow on the senior side just because we did have to go with flag due to COVID protocol. So we're not doing tackle this fall, unfortunately. But flag's still a great opportunity for them to learn and develop. And hopefully we can bring back the tackle in the spring.
Yeah, I guess you've had you're waiting a little bit later on all this too, and had to be delayed, as you mentioned before we went on microphone, because of COVID-19. What are the basic rules? Same we hear from everywhere else? Sanitize when you come in and everything then?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited that we get the opportunity to get back on the field when VIA Sport moved to phase 3 and BC Football put out their new guidelines. There's a few extra things, obviously sanitizing, being careful, social distancing, all the drills will kind of be set up a little different. It'll look a little bit different, and then, you know, players have to have a little bit extra equipment, so they need mouth guards with a spit protector, gloves, they need covered arms and legs. So, you know, they've added a few things to the protocol that are hopefully going to make it a little bit safer, reduce contact, and changed a few things for us that we'll have to follow. And I think it'll be good. The football experience itself will still be positive for the kids. They'll get to learn. We'll still get to do some gameplay things and get to do drills together.
You're tackling a lot of this by yourself, but do you need coaches, or is there many people here with enough knowledge about football to actually go out and coach?
Yeah, we have a good group of coaches that have been around now for a few years, and a couple, I think from the night game last year, we had a couple of coaches come back out and, you know, show some interest and want to do it again. And then a few parents have offered to volunteer and help out too. So, you know, it's kind of become a big group effort and everybody's pitching in where they can to make this thing a success.
Very good. You've taken a lot on here. What is your vision if we didn't have all this COVID going on? What kind of a program do you think you can establish? Like, I guess you always want to have a feeder system if you're going to get into some kind of competitive league, don't you?
Yeah, COVID kind of put a damper on our momentum from last year with our first tackle game in some years here. But, you know, we want to continue to grow our minor program with flag and eventually move that to tackle, you know, extend our flag program down into younger age groups. Currently, we start at grade 5, but we're working with BC Football to potentially kind of add a regional academy out here and grow the game, not just in Cranbrook, but in the area, which will help all the programs and all the towns. And then our tackle team, our senior team, we're looking at options for the spring with other teams that have had canceled seasons. And then looking at, you know, next fall, where do we go? Do we look at going to Southern Alberta? Look at BC? Do we look at the States? Just kind of evaluating options and seeing, you know, where we can get some games for these kids.
The team from Pincher Creek you brought in, do they play in just a Southern Alberta League, or do they go stateside then?
So Pincher Creek plays now. They play in the Southern Alberta League with the Lethbridge teams, kind of that Southern Alberta belt. But they have in the past looked at going, same thing, going down to Bonners Ferry or Eureka for exhibition games. There's teams in Lethbridge that still kind of do that, going dip into Northern Idaho, Northern Montana. So it's an option just because of our location. But yeah, just kind of evaluating.
So do you play four downs or three? I guess if you're across the border, you're playing four downs.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I mean, it does make it difficult when you go down there and play 11 men and four downs, and up here it's three. But, I mean, BC high school football now is a majority of it is four downs as you head towards the coast. So, you know, there's different opportunities everywhere. It just kind of depends where you're playing.
I didn't know that. Really? They play four?
Yeah, there's some that still play three, but some of the leagues do play four.
Interesting. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to get out? I wanted to just get everybody up to date on what's happening with Rams football. 22nd is the deadline, right?
Yeah, we start on the 22nd. We're really encouraging everyone to pre-register just so we can make sure that you have all the equipment that you need. You can go to rmrfootball.ca for registration, or find us on Facebook and we can get you set up there.
Thank you, Daniel. Compliments on what you're doing there too. Rams football registration, just got all the details right there and how they're going to roll it out. 6:45 out of Toronto. Here's the weekend on 107.5 Today FM.